This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. News sources confirm that the Taliban have taken over Jalalabad, the capital of Nangarhar province, leaving Kabul, the Afghan capital, as the only major city in Afghanistan under government control. Eyewitnesses said Taliban had taken over the governor's office and the police headquarters by Sunday morning. Various reports said security forces were also retreating from other districts of Nangarhar province, which borders Pakistan and holds one of the key border crossings into Pakistan. The speed of the Taliban offensive has shocked both locals and the international community, while violence in the country has been high since 2020. After the Taliban signed a deal with the United States, the latest campaign against Afghan cities has been unexpectedly fast. The Taliban gains started with the capital of Nimroz province on Friday, August 6th. 9 days later, they have surrounded Kabul from all sides. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, in a recorded message Saturday, told the nation he was consulting with both national and international players on the situation, which he called an imposed war. Expectations that the Taliban will march on Kabul next have embassies scrambling to get their personnel out. The U.S. is sending 1,000 troops in addition to the 3,000 troops that were ordered to go in last week to help evacuate U.S. embassy staff. President Joe Biden said in a White House statement that the U.S. has told the Taliban that any action that puts U.S. personnel at risk will be met with swift and strong U.S. military response. You can keep up on this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. We also have a mobile app that you can download. This is VOA News.